Angeles. It's the Life Painting Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming
with the
night.
Happy to be in the relationship, coach. Neil Coca.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars are
going. Musical guest, Audrey Callahan. And now your host, the MC, the Master of Dave, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have been so looking. I've been so looking forward to this show because the conversations we have on the show, off the show. Truly, almost every day, all day, and every evening, every night, really inspire me. And I have to say, with our show guest today, we were going down one track, Mark Dorothy and I, as we set up the show, and then I got a chance to do a pre-interview with our guest, Anil Gupta, and at the end of our conversation, he threw me for a loop and asked a question that just totally, for me, changed the direction of the show. I went back to Mark and Dorothy and said, this just happened. And so Mark saying, we got to change the title of the episode and make it this. And let me tell you what happened. It at the end of a great conversation with Anil, he asked me if I had any kids. And I said, no. And he said, well, okay, but if you had kids, what is the greatest gift you think you could give your kid? And if we get into it on the show, he can tell you the rest of the story. But the punchline was adversity. And I said to him, because adversity always comes, for sure. And he said, yes, in relationships and careers, it comes. So if we know how to handle it, if we're taught as kids how to handle it, what greater gift can a parent give to a kid? So getting ready for the show, everything's set, and we had a couple of minutes because we had to start a little late. Something came up, and but so I looked at Facebook and I saw a video that an acquaintance of mine posted of him going down the lake. You can see the front of the boat, beautiful day, beautiful lake. And he says, I won't give their names, but my favorite place to go with my wife, this lake. And it just looks so beautiful. I put a big smiley face and all that. I scrolled down a couple more and his wife posts, I am in so much pain right now from falling down on the rocks at the boat launch when we got off the boat. I cut my whole bottom of my foot open and I hurt my whole back all the way down to banging my buttocks. And I cut my whole arm up. I am in so much pain I can't even walk. And I thought, adversity happens. Here's this moment that looks like the happiest moment for them, the things that they like to do best together. And then this happened. How do we find happiness in the happy times? Sometimes we don't even know we're happy and we're happy. And in the times when we fall on our buttocks. So I thought this is perfect so that when we talk to our guest, Anil Gupta, we're going to talk about falling on our buttocks and still being happy. And a little later on ties in beautifully with our musical guest live at home on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition with Audrey Callahan. After this,
you are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as the Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
I am Filippo Voltaggio sitting here with Mark Leisure. And Mark, I think I was supposed to see those Facebook posts.
Well, everybody's got a story right now these days, it seems, between the COVID and the riots and the ups and downs, and that just so much emotionality. And one minute it seems like things are easing, and then the next minute there's another story or an education challenge to get through with our kids or something. So I can't think of a more important conversation than what we're going to have with Anil tonight, and really looking forward to Audrey's music as well.
Indeed. You know, we can pick from so many examples in our lives, and actually Anil has his own major example. We're going to jump right in. This episode is called Happiness in the Face of Adversity. Our guest is a happiness and relationship coach, and he's so much more. So happy he's on the show with us, Anil Gupta. Welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for being so kind to invite me, and I'm excited to give practical advice that people can immediately implement.
Even when they fall on their buttocks.
Well, may I share a story?
I knew it. We were going right there. You go, Anil.
Okay. So I got invited to Richard Branson's island, and it's so excited. First day, they said, welcome, blah, blah, blah. Would you like a tour of the island? I said, sure. So we all started walking. And while I was walking, I was wearing flip-flops. The flip-flops broke and I fell. And as I fell, guess what I grabbed with my left hand?
Oh, no. What?
A cactus.
Oh, no.
I had 150 barbs in my hand.
Oh.
I was upset for 2 minutes. Then I became grateful.
Grateful?
Yeah, because, you know, it's an exciting time for me, playing tennis with Richard Branson, first day of the 7-day trip, you know? And I could have easily got very, very upset, but I was upset for 2 minutes. Then I got thankful and grateful. You know why?
Why?
Because it was my left hand. I'm right-handed.
Oh!
See, it's a muscle that I've developed, and with some guidance today, we can teach people, if you build up this gratitude muscle, if you build up this giving muscle, if you build up this growth muscle, no matter what happens, you'll be in such a stronger place that you will not react. You will not let other people have power over you. And you can see the goodness in anything that happens.
You did that by yourself, right? There wasn't somebody to say, look on the bright side, or at least not that time, right?
Oh, no. It has to be from in the inside. When someone tells you from the outside, sometimes it can make it worse, but it has to come from within. It's like happiness. Happiness is external, but fulfillment is internal. When it comes from within, it's so much more powerful and longer lasting.
Wow. So one of the things that I was really excited about in having this conversation with you, I think I started our conversation saying jokingly, so Anil, your life has been perfect. You haven't had any issues. And that's how you learned about happiness. And you chuckled. Because sometimes, or is it maybe all the time, we learn how to be, or choose how to be happy from actually the adversity. And if we don't have it, we might not ever know to make that choice.
Yeah. And, you know, people ask me, are you happy all the time? I said, no, sometimes, honestly, I'm quite miserable and you need to keep away from me, but that's okay. You know, I'm going to be miserable, but I'm going to be in that state maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, maybe even a day, but that's okay. Just keep away from me. I know that I'm going to walk out of it. But the secret is, don't resist it and don't live in that place. So, you know, it's like a kid having an ice cream. You know, what do they do with the ice cream? They're totally present to that ice cream. When they're crying, they're totally present to crying. So when you see a kid cry, they really cry. They're really into it. And when they're joyous, they're really into it. So if you start doing that and not resist it, you'll find a lot of freedom around that.
So you have a great TEDx talk out there, and we posted it on our webpage as well, on the Life Changes Show. It's on YouTube. It's on your website. I would recommend people go listen. And without going into detail, there was one particular story that you lead with where you were contemplating suicide. So I just want to set the stage that this is coming from somebody who has been about as low as you can go.
Yeah, you know, it was 2008. I'd lost everything on the stock market, real estate. I was basically gambling, and I had to break the news to my wife. And I said, look, honey, I've made a terrible mistake. I've lost everything, all our savings, our house, the car, the college fund is all gone. And she looked up at me and she smiled. I said, honey, did you hear what I said? She said, no, I heard what you said. And she said, I knew something was wrong because you've been behaving strangely. And I thought it was something serious. And I said, what are you talking about? This is serious. She said, no, I thought you were dying. I thought you had cancer. I don't care about it. I just want to be with you and the kids. And if we have to sleep in the street, we will.
Wow.
And she hugged me and just said everything was going to be okay. What a beautiful thing to do.
And when were you able to accept that everything was going to be okay?
You know, really, in that moment, I was so attached to what people thought of me. I was so attached to the money that I'd lost. I was so attached to so many things, and I wasn't focusing on what I was grateful for and what I had left. I was focusing on all the stuff I'd lost. And in that moment, I really realized how wealthy I was.
You know, if somebody would have said to you before you had that realization, while you were, this goes back to you saying sometimes it can make it worse. Before you had your aha, somebody would have said, you know, you're going to do a TED talk someday. You're going to work with some celebrities. You're going to stand in front of 10,000 people. You're going to write a best-selling book. Would they still be alive today?
You know, it was something I never even dreamed or contemplated would ever happen. You know, recently we had a private audience with the Dalai Lama. I held his hands. We looked each other in the eyes. He teared up. I teared up. That was never anything I could ever imagine could have possibly ever have happened. And I didn't even think anything in that world. And, you know, a beautiful thing happens. As you become present to your greatness, magical things will happen for you and to you.
As you become present to your greatness, is that what you said?
Yeah, as you become present to your greatness and you live into your greatness, meaning, you know, if you're a great chiropractor or if you're a great doctor or you're a great healer and you own that, and then you propel your knowledge and gift to as many people as possible, all sorts of opportunities open for you and to you.
Well, I know that you have a happiness formula. You even have a happiness test, I think. We'll talk about when we come back. However, it sounds like every other thing you've said is part of that formula, though not formally. Maybe there are several different formulas. I think you are sharing so much wisdom, but we'll go to the formula. We'll go to the happiness formula when we come back and talk that through, because that's strong and powerful. Our guest is Anil Gupta, and we'll be right back with him a little later on, live music with Audrey Callahan. This is the At Home edition of the Life Changes Show. We'll be back right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo, and this is The Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Today, we're talking happiness in the face of adversity with our guest, happiness and relationship coach and author of Immediate Happiness, Anil Gupta. Anil, immediate happiness. How immediate are we talking?
Maybe 20 seconds.
Okay. Is this through the happiness formula that we're going to go through?
Yeah. So let me share the formula first, and then I'll explain. Okay.
Okay.
So the formula for happiness stroke fulfillment is this. Happiness stroke fulfillment equals G times G times G, G cubed. The first G is you have to give. So when I was on the verge of suicide, I started to give my time, helping other people, serving them, coaching them, guiding them. And a beautiful thing happens. When you give authentically, you give your time, your energy, your love, your commitment, your joy, your gift, your money. If you give it away, but not wanting anything in return, a beautiful thing happens. All your pain and suffering will immediately disappear. Immediately. Mm. It's incredibly powerful. I started to give, and it was such a freeing experience, and it became addictive. And it's a beautiful thing to do.
It's like you're redirecting the energy.
Well, you're not even redirecting it. You're just stepping into a new world.
Stepping in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a world that you may not have experienced so often, but you know, when you step into it, it gives you freedom from the pain. And that when you have the freedom from the pain, you can start thinking more clearly. You can start breathing. You can start relaxing. You can get rested. You can oxygenate. You can hydrate. All sorts of beautiful things happen for you.
Mm. Okay, so give is the very first part of the happiness formula, or the very first G of the three G's.
Correct. The second one is gratitude. You have to be grateful for what you have and don't focus on what you don't have. So let me ask you a question. All the listeners out there, if you just look at your hands right now, look at them carefully and ask yourself, when was the last time I thanked you? When was the last time you thanked your hands? A lot of people will say never. You know, what would you give to get your hands back if you lost them? Anything. Mm. What have they done for you? Everything. Mm. See, these are the things you need to focus on. Your skin, your eyes, your teeth, your hair, or your baldness. Be grateful for that.
Wow.
And the third G is you have to grow emotionally, physically, spiritually, and mentally. So, you know, I said 10 seconds. If you start to give within 10 seconds, you're going to feel differently. If you start being grateful for what you have within 10 seconds, you're going to feel differently. Mm. This is such a powerful, powerful equation that people can immediately apply in their lives.
It sounds like something that I just had a funny thought. I remember you saying something like you have to practice It's not enough to know it, right? So before we get into that, it sounds like something we have to practice ahead of time, because when a moment happens where we need this, if we haven't practiced it, then it might not be readily there for us, right?
True. And the way to really, really get into this is through one discipline. And there's one master discipline. If you master this discipline, I promise you, you will master your life.
Okay, I want to know that, but I do want you to say why I was laughing, because I think you, but because you know, because you said, I know how to something or other, I just don't do it, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so people think knowledge is power, right. But knowledge is not power unless you implement. So I know how to lose weight, but I don't do it. You see, so knowing something and doing it are two different things. But the power comes when you take action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So now give us the secret here.
I forgot what we were talking about. Oh, the master discipline. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
So the master discipline is this: awareness. Awareness gives you clarity. Mm. Clarity gives you focus. Focus gives you action. Action gives you results. Results gives you momentum. And momentum gives you everything. So you cannot be joyous. You cannot be in love. You cannot be successful. You cannot be happy without awareness.
Wow. You don't mind doing that again, do you? That I have never heard that like that. So please.
Absolutely. Oh. Awareness gives you clarity. Clarity gives you focus. Focus gives you action. Action gives you results. And results will ultimately give you momentum, which gives you everything.
Wow. Wow. Again, like I said, everything you're saying, that you obviously have not only worked on all of this for yourself, but you're doing it for your clients. It's in the book. I know one client in particular, it comes to mind, Mike Tyson. I obviously you can't share confidentiality, but is there a general conversation we can have about that? Because that was fascinating to me when you shared with me.
Yeah. So where we are today is a function of our past. So one of the biggest things that we can all address is the act of forgiveness. I call forgiveness the express pathway to freedom. The quality of your life is dependent on the depth and authenticity of the forgiveness you extend to yourself and to others. And I had the pleasure of working with Mike. Well, most of it was pleasurable. There was a little bit of a tense moment doing an intervention with him. But ultimately, he's such a beautiful soul, but he had to forgive some people from the past who hurt him. And once he was able to do that, it gave him the freedom to be himself.
Hmm. Hmm. All of these words, we started with happiness and adversity. Now you're giving us forgiveness for freedom, awareness, clarity, focus, action, results, giving, gratitude, growth. How is this all? I haven't had the pleasure of going through the book. How is this all outlined for us in the book? What is the process as we go through in the book?
So it's a book, but it's really a manual on human behavior. See, we were never given a manual on how to, one, prevent upsets, two, handle upsets, why expectations always cause upsets. We've never told how to handle attachments. We never speak about different filters we have for different people. We've never been really explained to us that we're the common denominator in wherever we go. We love to, as human beings, we love to be righteous about everything. We're great storytellers, but we've never really been explained or taught how to handle life situations, reaction versus response. When were you taught that? When was I taught that? No. And we need to, because if we start doing this, there'd be a massive movement. The planet would change, completely change.
So basically what you're saying is Immediate Happiness is a book that is going to be taught in first grade? or should be?
I think probably at the age of maybe 10 and 11 and 12 upwards, you know, because there are a few concepts in there. But it really is a matter, and if the parents read it, the children benefit. So they are the ones who can make the difference that makes the difference.
Mm. So you also weren't taught to stand in front of 10,000 people, and you weren't taught to stand in front of an audience at Harvard and be a guest speaker or to be on Fox News. So how was your process in learning that for yourself, because that's all new, and potentially people can walk away from those kinds of what look like amazing experiences and say, oh, I totally did a bad job at that, and feel worse about themselves than to be happy with what they just did.
Yes, very true. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, his name is Louis, and Louis said, hey, why don't you do an event? I know the difference you made to me and my family. And I said, well, Louis, you know, I'm kind of scared. He said, what are you scared of? I said, look, you know, if I have an event and no one turns up, you know, it's going to be embarrassing. And he said, look, Anil, if no one turns up, no one will know. So, okay, I can do that. And my first event was actually just 6 people. And again, I didn't know what I did. So I actually paid someone a lot of money to co-host the event with me. But basically, I wanted him to teach me the structure. Mm. And he did it. Everything went great. Second time around, I paid him again. And my wife said, why are you paying him? You should do this by yourself. But I didn't have the confidence. I wanted certainty. So he provided some sort of certainty. The day before, he said, oh, you're not paying me enough. I need more money, otherwise I'm not coming. And I thought, really? Are you going to do that to me? So I did pay him. And my wife said, look, this is perfect. This is adversity. This is a problem. And now he's giving you a gift.
I like your wife.
I will never hire him again, ever.
Wow.
So, you know, you have to look for the good. You have to look for the positive. He gave me a great gift. I'm totally, totally grateful to him, because I wouldn't have been able to do what I've been able to do today. And then one of the things Richard Branson always says, always say yes and work it out afterwards. So I got invited to more stages. One particular stage, I got asked to speak with about 7 minutes notice. I said, sure. You know, I didn't know what I was going to talk about, but I knew my stuff. So, you know, I could talk about something very positive. And that happened a few times. So always be ready. Always be ready. Get everything aligned. You know, be ready for success. You know, there are people who starting coaching programs, they don't have their ducks lined up. They don't have a credit card merchant. They don't have any paperwork. They don't have any systems. So you have to be prepared, because success can come to you very quickly. And I remember speaking in front of 50 people, 100 people, and I thought, wow, that's a lot of people. So and I remember someone asking me actually what happened was, this is funny, my son spoke in front of 9,000 people in LA, and I thought, well, if he can do it, I've got to beat him. And then all of a sudden, an opportunity came to me. So, you know, when your mind opens up, I promise you, amazing things happen. Like today, I was playing tennis. And I had a dream about being a magician as a kid. And I thought, oh, Neil, you know, you should do that. You absolutely love it. Not as a business, but just to entertain kids. So how cool would that be? So, you know, why don't you do that? That's a lot of trouble. So I was playing tennis this morning and finished the game, and someone else came on the court. He was just chit-chatting, and it turns out he was a magician, a very well-known magician, in fact. And he said, look, I'll teach you some tricks. So you have to put it out there. You have to turn up. You know, if you don't turn up, you're not going to get it.
Well, earlier I said I like your wife. What she was doing is that what looked like an obstacle and others might have seen as an obstacle and you might have seen in that moment as an obstacle, she saw as adversity that to overcome, and that's exactly what you teach. When we get back, just a couple obstacles that a lot of people can't see overcoming. Like there must be some that keep coming up in people's lives that maybe if they hear from you saying that's an obstacle, but it could be adversity and it could be something that we could overcome. I think that would be an interesting thing for you to share, Anil. And I'm going to share his website is immediatehappiness.com. It's also the title of his book. And obviously, he's available for one-on-ones and workshops and speaking engagements. And so we're going to come back to Anil Gupta. And then a little later on, we're going to have live music with our musical guest, Audrey Callahan. And in our next segment, our Ask Dorothy question, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and our guest is Anil Gupta, and we are talking about happiness in the face of adversity. We're talking about immediate happiness, and actually, there have been so many gems that have been just thrown out by Anil. Anil, what are some of the obstacles that people run into that potentially can actually be adversity that they could overcome but are just not seeing it? Anil?
I apologize. I had myself muted.
No worries.
So the second seminar I did where the man asked me for some more money, my wife did have some BS around that too.
Okay.
So before anyone gets upset, BS stands for belief systems. So she had a belief system that I was far greater than I thought I was. So this is often the case. People have a belief system about us, which is far greater than the belief system we have about us. So she saw a greatness in me that I wasn't ready to see. And the reason for that is, and this is prevalent, very prevalent to us as human beings, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't belong. I'm not lovable. I'm not worthy. There's something wrong with me. All of that stuff. And we deal with it every single day.
I know for sure there are people listening to this thinking they're the only ones who feel that way. And I know that I have felt that way.
And since we don't talk about it often, since people aren't as open and having a conversation like this, it's easy to think we're the only ones when everybody else is going around trying or pretending, doing their best to fake it. When if so many of us are feeling this way, the antidotes are in the stories that you shared with us, the gems that you gave, right?
Yeah. And you know, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel unloved, but don't live in that world. You know, if once you start living in that world, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, this, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, it will lead to unhappiness, sadness, depression. And the way to get out of it is to start to give and be grateful. That will step you out of that. You'll step into a new world. And so, for example, Filippo, if you were to go into a dark room, you would, and you wanted to see the room, you'd turn the light on, correct?
Correct.
So you wouldn't go in and remove the darkness. No, it'd be crazy.
Right.
If you're feeling unloved, if you're feeling sad, if you feel you're not worthy, you can't remove that, but you can turn the light on. You can flick the switch. And flicking the switch is go serve other people, compliment them, thank them, be grateful to them, do something nice for someone else, and be grateful for what you have and don't focus on what you don't have. That is the equivalent of flicking the switch. And when you do that, the darkness will disappear. But you have,
and
to,
you
be
mentioned-
consistent. Have to be consistent. Sorry.
You have to be consistent. I got it. And you mentioned two of the G's. That's the giving and the gratitude, and then the growth part. Do you have to recognize that this is potentially part of your growth?
Well, so whenever you're feeling sad or upset, if you look at the 3G formula, all you have to do is ask yourself, which of those 3 G's, give, grow, or gratitude, is way below the rest? And all you have to do is focus on the lowest level G. That way, you're not overwhelmed, you'll have clarity, and you'll have a specific thing you can do, which will give you immediate results.
Wow. And by the lowest, I'm trying to understand. You mean like the thing you feel the lowest about, or the easiest to do?
Well, not the easiest to do. Say, for example, me falling down on Richard Branson's island, okay?
Right.
So what do you think would have been my lowest G?
Being grateful for having grabbed onto a cactus.
Well, the lowest one. What would it immediately would have been the lowest G? Would it have been gratitude? Would it have been giving? Or would it be grow?
I would think that you wouldn't be grateful for having
right.
grabbed.
Yeah, so but that's the so that immediately would have gone down. I'm not grateful, and the other low G would be emotional growth. Obviously, I'm upset.
Right.
So then I can say, which one do I need to work on? Well, you know, let's do G. Let's do gratitude. What could I be grateful for, Anil? You know, this was your left hand. Imagine if it was your right hand. Imagine if it was your eye. So, you know what? I got off lucky. Okay? So, again, it's asking yourself better quality questions. What am I feeling? What's causing me the biggest pain? What do I need to do? What do I need to let go of? What is the meaning I put behind this? And what is the cost of me holding on to feeling this way?
Wow. I'm taking notes, actually. And I can't wait to get the book.
Please don't ask me to repeat this stuff because I'll never remember.
You've been great, actually. I am so grateful that we've been connected. It feels like this is just the start of a great connection here. I have found immediate happiness in getting to not only have this conversation, but share this conversation with so many who I know not only need to hear it, but so many need to hear it along with myself right now. So you listening can go to immediatehappiness.com. The TEDx talk is there. You can get the book there. It's available also where books are sold. And if you feel you want to connect directly with Anil, you can go to chat with Anil. That's ANIL.com. And there you can schedule a call directly with him. Anil, thank you so much for sharing on this level with us and being with us today.
No, it's my pleasure entirely. May I just share one sentence that changed my life?
Please.
Be so amazing that you cannot be ignored. And if you are ignored, it doesn't matter, because how you show up on this planet will be this magnificent soul.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Be so amazing that you cannot be ignored. Some wonderful final thoughts by Anil Gupta, again, immediatehappiness.com. And Anil, until we connect again, thank you. All the best to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is John, and I am the musician in Los Angeles who put on weekly special events that you know because you used to attend them. Because of the craziness going on in these troubling times, I find myself becoming fearful about the future, and it is difficult to get through each day knowing that I can't do my music in front of an audience. Connecting with the people who would come into our events has been some of my most amazing life moments. People used to say that I was one of the happiest people that they know, and now even my closest friends point out that I now appear to be in a constant state of fear. And they're absolutely right. Fear has taken over my personality, and I don't know how to go back to being the happy guy without proof that the world will get back to normal. Music is my life, and sharing it with an audience is so important to me. Please help me find a way back to joy.
My dear friend, I am one of your biggest fans, and I so miss your musical events. I encourage you to know that you will soon be doing more live musical events with large audiences. Zig Ziglar once said this about fear. F-E-A-R has two meanings. Forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. And, dear John, I agree with Zig. Fear offers us choices. So let's examine your present fear and see what's really going on. In the past, I used to choose fear over joy until I realized that I truly have a choice to examine this situation and ask myself what role I am playing in it. I am grateful to have learned that everything in life is temporary, and so I know that the craziness going on right now will end. I thank God every day for divine intervention, ending the insanity going on all over the world. This madness didn't start overnight, and it won't stop in an instant. However, I do see not only an ending to what's going on, I see a new and better beginning of unlimited possibilities for all of us to live more fulfilled and happier lives. I encourage you to get very clear as to what your fear is all about, and then find positive people to discuss your findings with, and take the necessary steps to let go of the fear. Are you aware, John, of how much energy fear takes from you? When one is consumed with fear, worries, and doubts, there is not enough energy left to find solutions. One of the many things I have learned to do to release any fears that pop up is to immediately choose to replace the fears with faith, trust, and knowing that all is temporary and that very soon everything will be better. I then use one of my favorite mantras, which has helped so many people move forward, and it is this: every day, in every way, my life is better and better and better. I've also shared many times before what I believe to be true, and it is this: tomorrow is what we believe, think, feel, say, and do today. Therefore, I ask you, dear John, to join me now in envisioning a better world for all.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Audrey Callahan, on the Life Changes Show At Home Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and this is the Life Changes Show At Home Edition, and our musical guest today is pop singer-songwriter Audrey Callahan. Welcome, Audrey, to the show.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you. Actually, you know, we were so hoping that we could do the show live with you, but then at the same time, we thought live, I mean, in studio. But then at the same time, it's like, yeah, she's close by, but she travels a lot. So who knows? And when you travel, you're traveling like in this big RV thing, or at least you were for a long time.
I was for a long time. Lately, it's been more air travel. I like to switch it up, but yes, in general, I'm very often out of town.
What you did with that, like you just dropped everything, and you and your husband got into this massive RV and started traveling around, and you made music as you were going. I mean, just tell us that story. It's like a dream for most people, for so many people.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was. I knew I loved travel, obviously, but I had no idea about the RV life and how magical it was. My husband and I grew up in military families, so we always moved every 2 to 4 years. We went to a bunch of different high schools, never in the same place. And so when we got together, it just got even, quote unquote, worse, the travel bug. And we would just pack up our whole house. I'm talking like our bed, our couches, everything in a U-Haul. And it just got so tiring doing that. But we would get restless everywhere we were. And so that's when the RV idea hit, and we ended up getting a really good deal on one. I feel like a month after we decided that's what we wanted to do, we were in the RV. And so, and then we hit the road, and the first night on the road was like, it was crazy. First of all, I was kind of freaked out driving like 65 down the freeway with my entire recording studio in this rig and everything that's dear to me, including my cat. And then we park, and I wake up that morning, and it was a Monday because we always travel on weekends. So I woke up that morning and I opened up my blinds and I forgot that I was in a new place. And that happened all the time, where I would just wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm in the mountains. Oh, I'm at the Grand Canyon. Oh, I'm at a lake. And it was just so cool. So I highly recommend that life to anybody. I mean, at the drop of a dime, we'd be eating lunch and I'd express how I'd never seen a certain part of the country, and we're like, all right, let's go. And like in the middle of the lunch, we would just go and be somewhere new, and it was just so fun.
Well, we have friends that have done it, we have friends that want to do it, so
yeah.
And then you did something very clever with it as well. Of course, you've always been singing, but you sang on the road, you didn't stop, and like you said, you had your studio in tow, but then you started like doing like this travel song thing.
Yeah. So I, of course, am always going to be singing, never going to stop. But I didn't like the idea of doing live gigs on the road because I loved the absolute freedom of not being tied to a schedule. Like, we went and visited Sedona and we had planned to be there for a week and we fell in love with it. So many hikes. We ended up staying there for like upwards of 2 months so we could get everything in. And nice. I just love that freedom. So I decided, before to keep a digital schedule, but even more so now than ever, I made sure to make my music income online via session singing and other things. So, so we started also just recording all of our travels so that our family could keep up. And I didn't want to just post travel videos on my YouTube. So, of course, I had to sing along to it. So I just found a song that was appropriate for each place that we visited and combined the two.
Well, you did it in your own special way, so much so that it got attention, and then you got featured in a full-length feature film.
I know, what the heck? Yeah, everything just started unfolding perfectly. Yeah, so our story caught the attention of an RV documentary that was being filmed, and they covered quite a few couples, and they decided to make us one of them, and I ended up also being hired to do the voiceover, like the narration for the entire film is me, and they had a sold-out festival in Texas, and I got to perform at that as well, and it was just a big hoopla. We made so many friends for life. It was truly amazing.
That's wonderful. And we can hear that voice of yours, and that's probably why they chose you, because enjoying it. But let's enjoy the singing part of that voice. What are we going to get to hear first?
Yeah, so right now I'm going to sing a song called Write Your Story, and it's off of my very first EP that I released called The Awakening, and it just covers the EP, the whole thought process that happens from being someone like me who was a waitress, dreaming of one day being a full-time singer, which I finally got to that point. And so this song is basically just talking about writing your own story. No matter where you're at, you can write your own ending, so...
Yeah. Ah, nice. Well, that fits perfectly in with today's conversation. So here is Audrey Callahan performing live at home on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Write Your Story.
Yes.
Waste my time on things I just can't touch. Well, I say in me, I that trust. If I'ma be here, I'ma take and swallow my food, taste my inner love. Yeah, I know that life ain't just butterflies and brightly colored rainbows. I can't write my story though, and what I see, I guess smiling faces, so outstages, going places, 'cause I'm not slowing down. Ooh. So what I see, I see come true. Gonna do what I came here to do, say what you will about little old me. I'll make my way unconventionally. Mama said I can be what I wanna be. Put yourself in this dream, don't let it just be a dream. Yeah, I know that life ain't just butterflies and brightly colored rainbows. I can't write my story though, and what I just smiling faces, so outstages, going places, 'cause I'm not slowing down. Ooh, to what I see come true. Gonna do what I came here to do. You only get one go around. I'm not wasting time, will drag my feet on the ground. With every step back comes a new path. Not gonna analyze every little up and down. Every day's a chance to make a change. Stop the stress and count the blessings. Take a deep breath in and feel the earth move to my new groove. Write the story of my life starting right now. Whoa. Faces, so outstages, going places, 'cause I'm not slowing down. No, to what I see come true. Gonna do what I came here to do, came here to do.
You are all in. Aww. Wow. Audrey Callahan, talk about what you came here to do. Yeah, and it shows. Well, I know about you that you also aspire to live a life based on love and compassion and to share that message of positivity and growth with your audiences. And so most of your songs are inspirational and motivational, right?
Yeah, I think it's important to feel and talk about the whole end of the emotional spectrum when it comes to living life in this world at this time. And I think everybody has their path on what they like to sing or talk about. And there's people who talk about, you know, the darker sides of things and they work their way through that. And there's people like me who like to gravitate towards talking about the lighter sides of things and the inspirational sides of things. So, yeah, I think ever since I was little, I just always kind of like to live on cloud nine, I guess. So nice. I just tend to gravitate towards that, even though, you know, just like your guest was saying, of course, when the tough stuff comes up, sit in it for as long as you need to, a day, 2 days, a week. But it's always important to come back out of it. So yeah, I talk about coming out of it.
Well, I know that I know the title of the next song that you're going to share with us, and so it makes me think of those days when you were a waitress, or your mom saying that, you know, you can't do that, or other people who either might have laughed or just didn't understand or weren't supportive of you. What did you have that held you to do eventually what you came here to do?
I guess I just always, I read this book one time. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in the book, it talked about imagining your eulogy and what people would say about you and how you lived your life and all that. And I just could not bear the thought of going to my grave and not giving it my all. Like, we are here one short amount of time. I did not want to spend it doing something I wasn't madly in love with. And so I did pursue another career because I was scared, but I eventually woke up, hence my album, The Awakening, and just decided to go all in, and it's working out. And I feel like it would work out for everyone if they went all in and just were relentless about their goals and their passions and their dreams. So yeah, I guess that's what it was for me, being on my deathbed.
You know, I love hearing you use those words, and I so tuned into that. As a matter of fact, I might have tuned into that too soon. You were singing, and it was, since we're on Skype, the reception isn't as great as we would all want it to be.
Yeah.
There was a lull, and I thought, oh, that was short, but boy, is she all in. So I even said that. So I think if people heard me say that, but boy, did I mean it. I was like moved
and
so tuned in. So speaking about tuning in, I like tuning into this next song of yours. It's called
Believe.
Yes. So let's let the song speak for itself. There's a story.
We'll let it speak for itself. I'll jump in.
Okay, well, here's Audrey Callahan performing from her EP, The Awakening, Believe, live on the Life Changes Show.
Is it hard to sleep? The hours ticking by, stuck in your daydream, thinking what it'd be like to do what you feel, not only what you know. It's when you drop your fears, let your imagination go. Just let it flow, 'cause it ain't hard to see what life is missing when you just breathe, close your eyes and listen. That's what is real, not what you give up. You gotta believe. Don't let small thinkers sideline you. No labels can define you, only you can outline what you see. Gotta believe. Don't quit your daydream. You don't have to engage. They'll say what they say. Don't fuel their fire. Just take their breath away. Believe in you and all that you are. You're a hurricane. Yeah, you're a shooting star. Set your own bar, 'cause it ain't hard to see what life is missing when you just breathe, close your eyes and listen. That's what is real, not what you give up. You gotta believe. Don't let small thinkers sideline you. No labels can define you. Only you can outline what you see. Gotta believe. Don't quit your daydream. You can live your life sleeping, weathering the storm, thinking someone please help me breathe. Or you could be the light post, show the way, become hope. It's up to you to break free. Close your eyes and listen, 'cause it ain't hard to see what life is missing when you just breathe. Close your eyes and listen. Close your eyes and listen. You gotta believe. Don't let nothing define you. Only daydream. You gotta believe. Don't quit your daydream. Is it hard to sleep? The hours ticking by, stuck in your daydream, thinking what it'd be like
Wow. Wow. Audrey Callahan.
Thank you
so much. If you're enjoying this as much as I am, Audrey Music is where you can go and find her. That's her website, Audrey Music, A-U-D-R-E-Y music.com. But she's on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, Instagram, all Audrey Music. So just find her. And I would love to see that Believe song so many places. You know what else I'd love to see, Audrey?
What?
Since I know what that career was that you took, I know you're savvy in this. I would love to see you create a couple memes using excerpts of your songs. And I would love to see Don't Quit Your Daydream.
Yeah.
Audrey Callahan. Seriously, and we'll you send me that, we'll post it with your name and your Aww. Links. I mean, awesome. Another one okay. I like, Set Your Own Spark. I mean, I just couldn't write them down fast enough. So, you know, in your spare time, I would love to see that because I was inspired by them, your song, your voice.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Your interviews and all everything you're doing is so inspirational. So I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm so happy you are. And I have to tell you, when I first became aware of you, I went and heard How Great Thou Art.
Oh.
And I think I listened to it, I don't know, 4 or 5 times. Just
How
put it
funny.
In replay.
Just, that's one of my most popular ones for whatever reason. That one just like jumped the YouTube charts on my channel. So I'm glad to
just
hear.
Hit me. Yeah. What you did with it's a simple song, a simple yeah. prayer, a simple, and yet it cuts simply right through. And then you sang it. Is that Spanish? You sang it in Spanish?
Yeah. Yeah. My mom's Colombian, so I'm half Hispanic.
Ah, well, wonderful. Well, hello to your mom and or hola.
Yeah.
So beautiful. Thank you so much. What a pleasure
You're
it was.
You're so welcome.
Have
yeah.
you on the show. So audreymusic.com. Well, that is our show with a big thank you again to Audrey Callahan and to Anil Gupta. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.